This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Planning. Everybody talks about it. We plan for the future, right? You even go as far, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you go as far as the plan for the future of your kids. Not just your future. You're like, no, I want my kids to be this, that, and the other, and you may even live vicariously through some of them. You know, oh, my, I want to be a Major League Baseball player. I'll make my kid a baseball player, whatever. Or your daughter, a ballerina, or who knows, an accountant, a doctor, who, whatever they may choose. But you have a vision, right? A plan. And I love people to tell me, oh, man, Kevin, I don't know that I have the discipline to do such and such or whatever. And I go, you have the discipline to do it? Certainly you do. I'll give you an example. Hardly a woman in the world who's married did not, here it comes, plan her wedding. And they did it in advance. They don't just plan for, oh, you know, it's going to be a week out. They plan months in advance. They plan on the dress they bring. They organize their people together. They get their friends and, you know, and they bring in bridesmaids and mother-in-law, you know, to-bes and all kinds of stuff. And then they talk to people, girlfriends. They talk to flower people. They talk to the caterers. They talk to, they plan. And then you say, hey, can you plan for your future for this? Oh, I don't know how to do it. It used to always crack me up, people that would work out. I would train them, and they'd say, Kevin, I just don't have the discipline. I don't know, man. I just can't lose this weight. And I would go, yeah, really? You don't have the discipline, huh? Do you work? Yeah, I do. What time you got to be at the job? 8 o'clock. Can you be late? How many times can you be late before they finally say enough is enough? I don't know. I was looking at the employee manual, and I think that 4 times, and then you go on warning. They know. And I go, well, how many times have you been late? I'm not late. So you get there early? Yeah, I get there, I don't know, usually 15 minutes. I have to judge traffic and all that. Okay, great. So you get there on time. When do you leave? Well, I leave at 5. Okay. When do you leave? Do you leave at 4:54? Do you leave at 5? I leave at 5, man. I mean, it hits. Sometimes I leave after. I leave after the boss leaves, whatever. Okay, so you get there on time and you leave on time. You have any breaks in between? Yeah, when are your breaks? You take your breaks? Yeah, what are they, 15 minutes? Do you go 17? Well, if you have a loose job, they'll let you do it, sure, from time to time. But you know when your break ends. When's your lunch break? Oh, I get an hour. Do you take an hour and 30? No, I take an hour. So you exhibit discipline all day long. And you know how to plan because when you look at traffic, what's the weather going to be like when I'm leaving, getting there, blah, blah, blah. Do I go to lunch off campus or stay on campus because I don't know if I can make it? Sometimes you even cut your lunch short if there are things going on. You are a planner and you are regimented. You know how to do stuff. So tell me why you can't get to the gym. Oh, you want to know why? Let me give you your answer. Because you don't treat it like work. You don't treat it like it's like something that has that type of meaning to you. Your job has significance. If you lose it, then it's over. Well, let me tell you this. If you don't lose the weight, using this analogy, your life, as you know, is technically over because it's something that's bothering you. And you act as if you don't have the discipline to take care of it. But what you're telling me is you really don't want it. It's not like your job. Because if you really want your job and you will do the things to keep your job. Now, if you lose 40 pounds, you might be healthier. You may live another 10 years. You may actually be more appealing to your mate. Your friends and family may look at you differently. People may look at you as if you can accomplish something like, look at what this person did. They planned it and they did it. Look at them. Whoa, way to go. People are going to look at you like you're a superstar. You've dropped that many pounds. You're going to become an inspiration. What is it about that that you don't like? I'm just curious. Because that's what we're talking about. I think Eleanor Roosevelt said it takes as much time to win or energy. I think she said it takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan. And other people have said it takes as much time to wish as it does to plan. I know that's what my grandmother used to say. So if you're going to, if the energy is going to be out there in the universe, why don't you make a plan? Now, for those of you who say, Kevin, I've heard you say this, you know, man makes a plan and God chuckles. Yeah. But God's, I'm not talking about a plan for, oh, I'm going to be so super rich and this is the way my life is going to go. I'm talking about you just planning your education, you planning for an emergency fund for savings, you planning whatever. God's not laughing at that. He understands that in as much as the Bible is a plan for your big time future, correct? God isn't laughing at your plan in that respect. He's saying, as long as everything that you do in glorification of me and not yourself, you can plan away. Because your plan is no longer selfish. I don't plan because I go, ooh, I'm going to be super rich and people are going to love Kevin. I plan because I say, you know what? This is needed. I want to do it. I think it's important that we do it. And we do it to glorify God, not to glorify ourselves. There are people out there. Look, I know them. Sometimes I put them on Front Street. Most of the time I don't. But much of the, I will tell you, there are many people out there. All they care about is what other people are thinking about them. Can somebody like what I do? Can somebody share what I do? Can somebody retweet what I do or whatever? I don't say anything that I'm not willing to say across the board in any audience, no matter what. And I don't care whether you like it or not. The plan is not, ooh, make myself big. Do I understand the marketing of what we do? Absolutely. And I cannot stand it. I detest it. But it's something we got to do. People, my team says, Kevin, we got to make you bigger, man. We got to blow things up over here, brother. And I go, I get it, guys. But understand, if we don't do it with the idea that it is for the glory of God, not for the glory of us, our team, Kevin Jackson, or anybody else, it is a wasted plan. So I want you to plan, but put God in your plan. I'm not trying to be all preachy. I'm just telling you it's okay because it does take as much energy to wish as it does to plan. And if you believe in a higher power, as I do, you understand there's no such thing as a wish or a hope. All you got to do is say, hey, God, here's what I'm thinking. You know, and if it is your will, if it's something that you feel like I can do to glorify you, help me to achieve, you know, if it's your will, I'm willing to go do it. That's what you do. Zig Ziglar said this, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. And that's what I want to come back and talk about. I want to talk about Donald Trump in that aspect. Born to win, prepare to win, plan to win, expect to win. See, that's what I do. I expect to win. And I know many of you do too. You've learned this trait. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about planning. Planning for you, planning for your future, planning for your life. Now, many of us, we would think, oh, Kevin, you're talking about financial planning. Yeah, that's part of it. Part of it's soul planning. You know, what are you going to do after life? Do you believe that you need to do that? Because if you do, you probably go to church, you believe in God, blah, 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 right? So you plan for that. Others of us plan for the future of our children. We plan vacations. We plan a lot of stuff. Some of us even go further. We say, you know what, I want to plan the quality of my life. I'm going to be involved in the quality of my life, and I will plan for my political future, my political well-being, and you get plugged in politics. And that's what brings you here to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm glad you're here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Welcome, planners. You began planning when? A decade ago? Some longer, right? 2-3 decades ago. You voted this way, whatever. But let me tell you something. On November the 8th of 2016, your plan came together. That's right. The election of Donald Trump. Now, see, let me explain what happened. The Democrats, leading up to this point, had 4 or 5 decades of just slowly taking over the culture and everything involved in politics. They had a long-range plan. They did. And you know what we did as conservatives? We neglected it because we said, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong and right always defeats wrong. It'll happen. Yeah. Because we were all goody two-shoes and we just figured, come on, if God in the cosmic realm of things will go, you know what, these conservatives have taken enough and they're religious people and they even take being called the religious right and zealots and sanctimonious whatevers, and so I'm going to take care of them. I'm not going to give them Barack Obama. I'm going to let them win. And God went, no, not yet. You're not quite there yet, conservatives. And the left continued their devious plots, their devious planning. And then, to quote the great Mike Tyson, everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. And as a fellow pugilist, one that uses both his hands and his feet, I will tell you that is the case. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth, or until they get kicked in the naughty bits, or hit real hard in the leg and watch it noodle. Then suddenly the plan disappears. And you want to know what that is? That's that look in the eye when a guy who starts a fight with you figures out, I just screwed up. I can't win this fight. I've seen it. Thankfully, I've never had to look it because I don't start fights. I just finish them. Many of my martial arts buddies that listen to the program, yeah, Don and Dave, Dan, I got you guys. I know you. I know who's listening. And many others that are out there, you know what I'm talking about. We don't train to fight. We train to avoid the fight. But if you want to have the fight, we'll give it to you. And there's a look in the eye, and every one of my martial arts friends is probably, most of them, has seen it. There's a look in the eye of a person that goes, oh, crap. And it's a look that I would never want to have. Because it's a look of fear and it's a look of a coward. That's right. Somebody who's been used to bullying people his or her whole life, and suddenly they run up against that person that everybody says you know exists. That person that you go, there's always somebody tougher. Well, as a martial artist, I know that, but here's what I can tell you. You're never going to find out from me because I'm not going to challenge that person. But if I get challenged, guess what? I'm going to fight back. And to quote Mike Tyson again, everybody has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. And that's what happened to the Democrats. They got punched in the mouth. November the 8th of 2016, you punched the Democrats in the mouth. And the head that was on your fist was Donald Trump. And he has the head of a ram. And you just said, pow. And their big old knuckleheads exploded. And now they don't know what to do. So they criticize, they ridicule Trump to get to you. They don't want to say, in some cases, they've said it's you. They've called you deplorables, whatever. There's been 2 or 3 people that have talked smack about you. But for the most part, they go, no, we don't want to offend the American people, the great American people. It's Donald Trump we don't like. Oh, okay, I get it. You don't want to offend me, but you're going to talk smack about my mama. I got it. Not that Donald Trump's my mama, but metaphorically, you get what I'm saying here, right? But everybody doesn't have that view of Donald Trump. First of all, well over half the nation now understands exactly what we did. They're all in it with us. They're like, do it, baby. We get it now. We understand you. We didn't understand before. Now we get it. I've talked about this the other day. Many people who liked other candidates are going, you know what? You Trumpers, you were right. Trumpsters, whatever you call yourselves, you were right. We were wrong. No candidate that we picked could have withstood the onslaught that is currently happening to Donald Trump. Nor could they have beaten up the media and the FISA courts and the FBI and the NSA and the CIA and the DNC and Democrats and Obama machine and all these other things. They couldn't have done it. Hollyweird, everybody, every one of them struggling. They couldn't have done it. So there's a lot of people that have gained respect of Trump. I saw a poll the other day that said, oh, the Midwestern housewives or the suburban housewives no longer like Donald Trump. And I'm like, since when? Since when do suburban housewives not like alpha male billionaire rock star bad boys? Huh? Somebody tell a brother that. Exactly. They want you demoralized. They can't demoralize you anymore. You already know the game. Look, I know there's a lot to talk about politically, but this is important stuff. Glad you guys are here listening to Kevin Jackson. That would be me talking to myself in third person, but that makes me important, doesn't it? Yeah, so this is what's going on. The left wants you demoralized even though you got a rock star gorilla champion behind you. And you done punched somebody in the mouth. Bang! They're waking up going, muscle memory. Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump is not good for us. Well, and where am I? Where am I? You got knocked the flunk out, brother, by the Trump team. The Trump train just ran over you. Yeah, everybody's got a plan. The Democrats had a plan. A devious plan. It involved everything I just mentioned. It started from the top with Barack Obama. Conniving, scheming with Hillary Clinton. You know, Barack, I'm owed this.
Yeah, Hillary, I know. I know we owe you. I whooped your butt. You're good. You took it good. So it's time to pay you back. Let's do this.
So he goes in and cabal gives him. He said, I got a few strings I can pull. So he gets FBI, NSA, CIA, all of them, FISA courts. He's using fusion GPS, conniving with the Russians, Medvedev. Yeah, we'll get to this one next time when I'm back in office in 2012. So they're all conniving together, right, scheming together, and bringing in everything. And, of course, the media in Hollywood, you got De Niro out there, Donald Trump, Tom Hanks, you'll never be president. All the late-night comedians, it'll never happen. Yeah. And then, everybody has a plan till you get punched in the mouth, as Mike Tyson said. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan roads look like the surface of the moon. We need to do better than that, but I'm tired of being told that we don't pay enough in taxes. In 2015, 81% of voters rejected a tax increase. What happened after we said no? Rhinos in Lansing raised taxes without a vote of the people. Then they actually transferred $400 million from the transportation budget to fix potholes in their expansion of Obamacare. As governor, I will be focused on road quality, not tax increases. Principal solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Investigators gave an update today on the search for Molly Tibbetts, but provided very little information. Iowa Department of Public Safety spokesman Kevin Winkler says everything is being done to help find Molly.
As leads continue to come in, they are constantly evaluated, prioritized, and followed up on. Missing person cases can be some of the most difficult and demanding investigations. We've appreciated the assistance from many local, state, and federal agencies, along with the assistance from the public that have provided every resource they can.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's first trial in the Russia probe formally opened today, where six men and six women were chosen to help decide the fate of former Donald Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Manafort is being charged on 18 counts of banking and tax violations. And finally, the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for today show that 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 goes great.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, graduate of Wharton, and you know his grades. You know his grades are good. I've never seen Donald Trump's grades from Wharton. Have you? Any of you? Have you seen it? Haven't seen it. Haven't seen the grades. But I know they're good. You want to know why? Because if they weren't, the left would have told us. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is not only smart, he's brilliant. Because when you combine book smarts with street smarts, and the dude is a billionaire scrapper, very rare, rarer than a black Republican. That's right. You got this guy. Looks like he's a blue-collar kid. Dad raised him to respect money and all. Man, the stuff you know about Trump doesn't drink because his brother was an alcoholic. I mean, look, he's got his warts. Good for him. Everybody's got their warts. I would hate to think he's Mr. Goody Two Shoes, because then that's when you know he's a liar. Yeah, I talk all the time about people go, oh my gosh, we're just in the perfect marriage, and Bill is such an amazing man, and oh, and Susan, yeah, you just can't get any better than Susan. And I'm like, you bunch of frauds, y'all freaks. You ain't fooling nobody. I'm not saying people aren't happy in their marriage, but don't act like, you know, everything's, you know, bed of roses. There's a story of an 86-year-old man. He says, yeah, my wife and I, in 64 years of marriage, have only had two arguments. He says, yeah, the first one went from 1959 to 1987. And he says, and we're presently in the midst of our second one. so true. Now, see, that's the dude that's a realist. Yeah, if you're in a relationship, there's ebb and flow. People need to understand this, too, because that's going to help you in your relationships. That's, by the way, it's the same as your relationship with Donald Trump. It would be the same in your relationship with the Republicans, except with the Republicans, you got a crazy spouse that doesn't want to learn. And so, thankfully, Donald Trump's now taking over the Republican Party, and you have a halfway sane spouse, somebody that's willing to listen. Anyway, I want to talk about Trump and his smarts, because the Chinese have a view of Donald Trump. And there was an article written by a lady, an American thinker, and I don't recall her name. I apologize, but I hope somebody can get her this. But she says this: has anyone ever called the Chinese stupid? Not those guys. We think of the Chinese, we think of them as smart people, right? They come over here, they're very industrious. Even as a group of people, just in general, the Chinese are very industrious people. They, you know, I mean, no matter, there are dumb Chinese, don't misunderstand me. There's definitely dumb Chinese. But I'm saying, when you put them in a collective, they don't appear dumb because they have such good value systems and things. Things that have been born of thousands of years of evolution of their society. Anyway, to go on, she says, so now they're reading President Trump. And unlike the childish Euro trash of Western Europe, they see a shrewd, wily, chess-playing, Sung-Soo-grade genius who could easily checkmate them, and they've got a lot of reasons for thinking so. This lady has made, it's a woman who wrote this article, she's made an observation that many people have overlooked. And this is, how does the world view Trump? There's a view of Trump where you say, oh, he's a reckless American president, you know, he's a maverick, or, you know, whatever they want to call him. And you can call him whatever you want. But what I will tell you is, you better know Donald Trump is negotiating and for his own benefit. You could benefit as well, but he's negotiating for his benefit. And that in and of itself always makes you leery. You're like, okay, did I get a good deal? Now, the key to a good negotiation is the other guy has to feel like they did get a good deal. And apparently, Trump's very good at it. I'd say he is. He also knows when he's getting screwed. Now, to go on, she says, that's the report from a European policy domo who actually went to Beijing and asked the local leaders what they were seeing. The report that European Council of Foreign Relations President Mark Leonard gives in the Financial Times is well worth the subscription or trial subscription to read it. Some of his thoughts can be read in this piece from Instapundit, and she took some pieces from it. And here's what she said. I got to tell you, I'm looking at this piece going, this is such good stuff. Could not wait to share this with you. So here's what the guy says. I just spent a week in Beijing talking to officials and intellectuals, many of whom are awed by his skills, Trump, as a strategist and tactician. Few Chinese think that Mr. Trump's primary concern is to rebalance the bilateral trade deficit. If it were, they say, he would have aligned with the EU, Japan, and Canada against China rather than scooping up America's allies in a tariff dragnet. They think the president's goal is nothing less than remaking the global order. Now, just to translate for some of the leftists listening to the program, if Donald Trump had said, look, I'm going to partner with you guys, I'm going to exempt you EU people from this because I'm going after China. He could have also, this person writing this article, could have added, I'm going to bring Japan and South Korea into the mix, which would have really hurt him. Because now you're talking about a huge piece, a swath of the GDP that China would pretty much have a tough time dealing with. You know, if you can't deal with Europe, America, let's say North America for all intents and purposes, and you throw in the biggest parts of Asia, the biggest economies, I mean, China would be up a creek. Up a crick, saying the country. Goes on to say, they think Mr. Trump feels he is presiding over the relative decline of his great nation. It is not that the current order does not benefit the U.S. The problem is that it benefits others more in relative terms. To make things worse, the U.S. invests billions of dollars and a fair amount of blood in supporting the very alliances and international institutions that are constraining America and facilitating China's rise. So, simply put, Donald Trump is saying the way we do business, it enhances everybody else except America. And what others have done is they presided over essentially the decline of America. It says in Chinese eyes, Trump responds as a form of, quote, creative destruction. He is systematically destroying the existing institutions from the World Trade Organization, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, to NATO and Iran nuclear deal as first steps towards renegotiating the world order on terms more favorable to Washington. I couldn't agree more. And I said this, I know people listening to the program go, here comes Kevin's about to brag. I'm about to brag. Yes, I said Donald Trump, when everybody's, he's a war, he's in a Star War. And I said the only war Donald Trump will start, unless you push him, like throw missiles at us, the only war he will start will be an economic war. And he is more than ready to battle you economically because he has the American GDP and the American citizen behind him. And you know what we do? We innovate, we make money, we spend money. We are the best dollar on the planet. So they go on to say this, once the order is destroyed, the Chinese elite believe Mr. Trump will move to stage two, renegotiating America's relationship with other powers. Because the U.S. is still the most powerful country in the world, it will be able to negotiate with other countries from a position of strength if it deals with them one at a time, rather than through multilateral institutions that empower the weak at the expense of the strong. My interlocutors say that Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president for more than 40 years to bash China on three fronts simultaneously: trade, military, and ideology. They describe him as a master tactician, focusing on one issue at a time and extracting as many concessions as he can. They speak of the skillful way Mr. Trump has treated President Xi Jinping. Look at how he handled North Korea, one says. He got Xi Jinping to agree to UN sanctions half a dozen times, creating an economic stranglehold on the country. China almost turned North Korea into a sworn enemy of the country. That was a quote. But they also see him as a strategist, willing to declare a truce in each area when there are no more concessions to be had, and then start again on a new front. Now, I'm going to say to you, you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, learn from this segment. Learn how to battle the left. You get everything you can, then you concede. But you concede no ground until you've gotten everything you can get from them. She goes on to say, wow. So the Chinese watch Trump dramas in Quebec, Singapore, Brussels, and Helsinki closely and drew their own conclusions as to what was going on from them. Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, as Sung Soo used to say. The slap around of Justin Trudeau in Canada, the rapprochement of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the second slap around at NATO headquarters in Belgium, and the love fest with Vladimir Putin in Finland had quite an effect in China, where the locals recognized the dictum in action. What a coincidence. Trump just happens to be a student of Sun Tzu, the famous Chinese strategist who wrote The Art of War. Are you learning
this
something?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If you recognize that, say, with business people, with Wall Street, you're a very polarizing figure.
You know, look, I get that there are a lot of folks who like having the power and the riches they have. They like being able to tweak their little pinky and the United States government does just what they want. They like being able to get regulations rolled back or not enforced. I totally get that. And I get that. I push hard against that, that I may be a threat to them on that. But my view on that is don't call me the polarizing figure. They're the ones who want to take advantage of this country. They're the ones who want to cheat. They're the ones who want to say that their personal wealth, their power is more important than building an America that works for everyone.
You don't think capitalists are bad people?
I'm a capitalist. Come on. I believe in markets. What I don't believe in is theft. What I don't believe in is cheating. That's where the difference is. I love what markets can do. I love what functioning economies can do.
That was Elizabeth Warren, socialist. I love, you know, but she's the one, roads and bridges. Where's the roads and bridges? You wouldn't be around if it weren't for the roads and bridges. How could you possibly have a business without roads and bridges? Internet. Okay. My business is in consulting. All I need is a phone.
Oh, well, you've got to use the phone lines and there's
no. I just do satellite, voice over IP. Yeah. Welcome, Elizabeth. Welcome to the 21st century. Glad you guys are here listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. There's so much going on. I think of this as miscellaneous news, but there's a ton happening in miscellaneous news. John Lewis, civil rights icon, Democrat, John Lewis. I think John Lewis is out of what? Ohio? Baltimore? I don't know. He's a member of the Congressional Black Circus, and John Lewis is hospitalized. And here's the thing. I don't like John Lewis's politics because he has used black people for decades, and he has milked the civil rights stuff for a long time. He's like John McCain. How long can you be a disabled vet? You know, what's the statute of limits before you fight? If the statute of limits is you're a disabled vet, you go live your life and America takes care of you. There is no statute of limits on that. There is a statute of limits on a lying scumbag like John McCain in terms of his service to the American people when he got back. His service to the people of Arizona. People in Arizona are fearful of John McCain. They won't make a move without this clown. You want to know why? He funds the entire GOP. He funds them. Without his money, they crash and burn. How sick is that? That we can't run a GOP that can run on its own because their policies are so bad, nobody wants to support it. As for John Lewis, I wish him nothing but Godspeed. I'm sure that there are people that love and care about this man and they want to see him live forever. They're out there. So I hope John Lewis recovers. And you know what I really hope for John Lewis? That whatever's happening to him, he finally looks at things and says, you know what? I haven't necessarily been the best citizen of the world. Maybe I should change some things. Here's another piece of miscellaneous news. There was a Colorado billboard put up with the GOP logo, you know, GOP, and the O looked like the Russian hammer and sickle. And the minute I saw it, I said, hey, Democrats telling you who they are. You know, what on God's green earth would make you believe that the GOP is anything close to communism? What? The want for free markets? The want for a press that will tell the truth and can be unencumbered in doing so. The want for a world that's much safer, for free trade. Donald Trump gave land back to the states from the Fed to say, you know better what to do with it than we do. Donald Trump has pardoned a black woman of a crime, of a drug crime, no less, because she wasn't distributing. I mean, she was a mule or something, but he's like, she's been in prison way too long for stuff like that. He pardons. What more can this guy show you? He's more of a libertarian than the last dude that ran for the Libertarian Party. He wants less government interference, less government intrusion. $2 trillion of onerous legislation off the backs of businesses. Why do you think you're having such a renaissance right now in our community, in our economy? A Russian hammer and sickle. The Democrats want to stop your growth. They want the EPA. They want OSHA. They want that consumer protection, whatever thing that was set up, that cabal that let them absolutely destroy companies in America. Trump got rid of it. I mean, every single thing you can do to make people understand that he's for smaller government, outside of signing the budget, which he said, I'm not signing another one. Outside of that, Trump has said, go for it. And I think his warning that he's not going to sign another budget was a good thing. And I don't think that, I mean, I know the Democrats, I heard that they're going to give him a budget that doesn't build the wall. I can almost guarantee you Trump's going to say, it's not going to happen. He won't sign it. Colorado billboard, GOP logo with a Russian look. I mean, you know, nice try, lefties. Nice try to make us believe that we're the party with the Russians. We know who you are, what you're playing around with those Ruskies. Democrats don't fool me. They don't fool you either. Because you've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Show a long time. What else we got going? Merkel. Angela Merkel. Germany. She's at her lowest popularity in 12 years. Why? Because of Muslim infiltration. Refugee resettlement. Call it whatever you want. Merkel at her lowest. I'm not surprised at all by that news. Here's one we can got a little more meat on the bones. What about this outlawing of private insurance? Democrats want to outlaw private health insurance. Which one of you guys got me this note? You? This is interesting. So here's what they wrote. What was this from? It doesn't matter. It didn't take long to run into an uh-oh moment when reading the House's Health Care for All Americans bill. Right there on page 16 is a provision making individual private medical insurance illegal. Illegal. When we first saw the paragraph, just after the 1,018-page document was released, we thought we surely must be misreading it. So we sought help from the House Ways and Means Committee. It turns out we were right. The provision would indeed outlaw individual private coverage under the Orwellian header of protecting the choice to keep current coverage. The limitation on new enrollment section of the bill clearly states, except as provided in this paragraph, the individual health insurance issuer offering such coverage does not enroll any individual in such coverage if the first effective date of coverage is on or after the first day of the year of the legislation becomes law. That's a bunch of gobbledygook for you can't have any other coverage after you get this coverage. Wow. I mean, I would just like to see the Democrats tell the truth. I mean, they did here. You know, they tell you what they want. But try to imagine them selling this. What would they tell?
Well, you know, as it says there, the individual health insurer offering the coverage doesn't enroll in the individual in the coverage if the first effective date of coverage is on or after the first day of the year that the legislation becomes law. I mean, that's pretty clear, isn't it? You know, it's not like we're trying to take away. You know, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. And if you don't want to be on the exchange, well, of course, there will be other options. Except, well, what we wrote here, except as provided in this paragraph, the individual health insurer offering such coverage does not enroll any individual in such coverage if the first effective date of coverage is on or after the first day of the year the legislation begins. Yeah, this is very clear there, as you can tell.
See, that's what pisses me off about government. What did that paragraph, I mean, if you don't sit there and look at every single word and where the commas are, you could be in a world of trouble. And of course you would be. They know what they're doing. The average person wouldn't have a clue, and then they would go, oh, that's just a Republican scare tactic.
Them trying to tell you that, you know, you're not going to be able to get any additional insurance after this kicks in. You can't have anything else. That's a scare tactic by them.
Until it's not. Until it's real. And they play games. This is your health. This is something that matters to you. And they just want to make money off it. How pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.